So this week, Margaret Bills is going to be looking at the Essex Tornado of 1897. So tell us all about this, Margaret.
Yeah, this is an interesting one, Scott. Not to be confused with the Colchester earthquake of 1884, 13 years before. June 1897, 24th of June 1897. June 1897 was the time of Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee. So everyone would have had celebrations, festivities, fun, and enjoying themselves on their mind. But in the meantime, that in Essex, certainly there was still work on the land to be done. 24th of June was an extremely hot day. Temperatures round about 88 degrees were reported.
So we're looking around about 30 plus in Celsius.
Very, yeah. Very hot, and everyone was sort of beginning to feel very tired. 2 o'clock in the afternoon, suddenly there was a complete change in the weather. The sky darkened and a strong wind blew up. And this would affect large areas of Essex, including Chelmsford. And in fact, this wind would only blow itself out in the end when it got to the outskirts of Colchester. So it was very much a tornado. And Ingatestone, we're told, suffered particularly. Along the high street, shops and houses had their windows blown out. There was structural damage. There was damage to crops, there was damage to livestock, a few people hurt. One gentleman who was involved in some ploughing was hurt and cut by flying debris. And subsequently it was reported that as well as the wind, of course, there was heavy rain and hailstones as well. And subsequently reported that one of the hailstones picked up was no less than 4 inches in size.
Colossal.
Now, when this eventually blew itself out, a number of people obviously had damage to their homes. They'd lost livestock, they'd lost property, they'd lost crops. So things weren't looking very good. And really, it put the Queen's Diamond Jubilee celebrations, Queen Victoria's Diamond Jubilee celebrations, sort of went very much on the back burner for a time. Mm. There was a nationwide appeal put out, led by the Lord Mayor of London. There was a banquet in London designed to raise funds to help the people of Essex. And we're told that over £45,000 was raised, although sadly, this didn't go anywhere near to helping alleviate with the estimated at least £100,000 worth of damage sustained to homes, property and crops by the Essex tornado of 1897. So definitely one for the history books.
And obviously in those days there weren't the insurance companies around either.
No, and I doubt whether poor folk would have been able indeed to pay for insurance anyway.
Indeed. All right, thank you very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks,
so what are you
Scott
going to be looking at next week?
I'm going to be looking at some newspaper journalism from 1910.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.